This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Noma kanjani ngizophumelela umdala uyazi by Den Show. Oh, what a beautiful song, man. And she is joining us in studio this morning. In fact, via call, but we do have her with Den Show on the line. What a beautiful song, man. Den, thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Really appreciate ukubakhona kwakho with us. Man, umdala uyazi, what a beautiful song.
Very, very, very nice song.
It's heartwarming.
Wow, man. How did this song come about?
So my producer and I have been working together for like 3.5 years, my engineer. And we've been trying to find a sound like this for the longest time. And then when I heard the chord progression, I was like, yo, this is special. Mm. And then there's a beautiful girl that works down the road from us at one of the restaurants, and she loves writing poetry. Mm. And so I said to her, would you want to come and write a song with us? And so I told her what I wanted to say, like, you know, in terms of the direction of the lyrics. Mm-hmm. And then she wrote it, and then I obviously made the melody with it, and we tried to make it fit as we do with all of our songs. So that's been the duo. Her name is Tando. Mm-hmm. And then with China, my engineer, and then myself.
Mm-hmm. Wow. No, yeah. Definitely, man. Talk to us about your background, Den. Where are you from? And I see quite a number of your songs are in Zulu. Maybe you can just tell us about that.
Lighten
but
us.
Yeah, but where are you from? Where are you from? Are you from KZN?
No, so I'm originally from Johannesburg, from Four Ways.
Okay.
I moved to KZN like 4 years ago. So I really do now consider myself a KZN baby.
Definitely.
I've integrated into this place like crazy. This feels like home to me more than anything else. Mm-hmm. And then in terms of the Zulu music, when I was young, up until about 6, I spoke vernacular. And I lost it because then I went to like normal school and they didn't offer that as a secondary language.
Okay.
But I have the tongue for it. So it's really weird. Like I can read Zulu, like full out. And then I, like if someone tells me how to say something, I can do it straight off the bat. And then obviously like I have just a deep, 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 deep love for Zulu music. Like the language is so profoundly beautiful. It's such a storytelling language. Mm-hmm. It, also like I love the melodies that you can create with Zulu. It's like, it's unlike any other language, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's a combination of all those things.
That's interesting. And the love of music, how did that come about?
I think the fact that I've always been able to sing, like I used to sing the national anthem to myself in the bath and cry when I was a child.
Yeah.
So I think like just being able to sing and like have that relationship to sound has always driven my passion to want to explore that and make music. If that makes sense.
Yes.
Definitely, man. Yes. Wow. If you've just joined us, we're speaking with Den Show. And tell us, Den Show, is this your real name or you used
so my name is
name?
Daniela.
Okay.
Oh. So it's just a shortened version. And then my surname is Shaw. Mm-hmm. And then when I was in school, everyone called me Den Show. So
Den
even Show. The teachers, they used to say, Den Show, would you pass this? Or it's been my name my whole life.
Definitely, man. Daniela Show. Okay, Den Show.
Yeah.
Right. No, definitely. Because I'm going to tell you how I discovered your music. I was on TikTok just scrolling as usual. And then I got to this song that I'm about to play now. I was like, this is an interesting song. And then I got to your profile. I got to see the you know, you had a lot of videos on this song. And when I went on your YouTube music, it was crazy. A lot of people were loving this song. I'm like, this is quite interesting. I should have this person on my show because, wow, what an amazing music. And then I was introduced to other songs as Gaten Show. And I was like, definitely, I'm having this one on the show. So this was the song I fell in love with. And you're going to tell us after the song, what type of music you play, because your music is quite different from other artists. But let's start on this one. This one is called Imvula Yomusa, a beautiful song, I must say. But let me give you the song so that you will hear for yourself. If you've just joined us, we're speaking with Thuten Show on MUT Radio. Beautiful song, man. Imvula Yomusa, Rain of Grace by Den Show. I can tell you in studio, everybody's singing this to this tune at Den Show. Damn, man. Man, the beautiful voice. You're one of the best vocalists in South Africa, by the way, I must say.
Dude, and that's such a compliment. We've got so many talented artists, but I'll take it.
No, this voice is beautiful. I love this song. Tell us, man, about the song. Also, what I've noticed about some of your songs, they are closely to Christianity,
yes,
or
Ukholwa, yes, like, and
everything.
About God and Jesus.
Yes. Yeah, tell us about that.
Yeah. Well, for me, I think that it's so important for human beings to have anchoring in something that is higher than us, something that is bigger.
Mm.
Because I feel like you live a lot more of a fruitful life if you have that positioning rather than just kind of coasting along. So I chose that as my archetype, which is Christianity, which is Jesus Christ, because I really love what Jesus Christ represents as an archetype for us as humans.
Mm.
I decided, like, I really do have this understanding that music is one of the most powerful forms of communication in the world. And anyone who's been given the gift of being able to amplify their voice and to penetrate the subconscious mind of people and at mass, because we have things like social media and you see how things like go viral on TikTok and stuff like that. I really made a conscious decision to use my voice for what I thought would be best for humanity, if that makes sense.
Definitely.
And for me, my relationship with God is the most important thing, because we come bare and we leave bare. We don't leave with our things. We don't leave with our family. We leave with our relationship with God, and
yes,
we return to what we came from, which is source, which is like consciousness, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's why I sing about this stuff, because I don't think that there's anything more important, to be honest. Mm-hmm. yeah, that's that. And then in terms of Mvulayumusa, it's like, I just love this idea of like, let go and let God, and being like cleansed and washed in his mercy. And, I just like the whole concept of the song. And also I genuinely do feel that it's relatable, and I feel like that myself. Like, you get so tired of holding on to all of this stuff. It's so difficult being a human being.
Because
in general.
Definitely.
So I think all of us, you know, feel that weight of it, and it's exhausting. But I think, again, if you know that you are held in this universal love, it helps to take that burden off of your back.
Definitely. I love it, because the first word on that song, Ngikhathele, which means you are now tired, you've just given it all to God to take control. Wow, man. Now, thank you so much, Densho. Really appreciate, man, having you on the show this morning. Maybe if you could just tell us, before we let you go, how can we get your music? Where can we get it?
Sure. So I'm on Instagram. It's The Real Danshaw, R-E-A-L, and then D-A-N-S-H-A-W. And I think it's the same on TikTok. So if you go onto those profiles, the link is in my bio, and you can get the music anywhere on YouTube Music, iTunes, Spotify, all of that stuff.
Definitely. Are you currently pushing any singles, albums, or EP?
So on Friday, I have a song dropping called We Are Blessed to Know You. It is beautiful. It's also very happy. It's like, it's joyful. It's one of my favorites.
Wow.
But in terms of the album that I just dropped a few weeks ago, it's called Blessed Life. And it's all in the same kind of vein of like curiosity around your creator.
Wow, no. Densho, thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio. Really appreciate your availability this morning, and all the best to your music career, man.
Thank you so much for the support and the curiosity around it. I really appreciate you guys.
Definitely, definitely. Thank you so much.
Day.
Have a great day yourself.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.